I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with the seniors of the Pella girls tennis team who just completed an undefeated regular season and are heading into the postseason. Demery, I'll start with you mainly because you're the first one on my left here, but what does it mean to be at this point and to have so much success this year in your senior season and to be able to share it with these girls?
Yeah, it's just really fun, especially starting out. I mean, I went out for the first time playing tennis my freshman year, and I've just seen a lot of progress from all of us, and we've built some strong relationships, and it's really cool to end on a high note with an undefeated season so far. So, yeah.
Well, and Allie, you were one of the handful that came back with a bunch of varsity experience, playing this year primarily number three or number four with Amelia, both in doubles and singles. What did you bring back from last season? What did you think you really improved on this year throughout the regular season?
Yeah, I took lots of like lessons and practice over the summer, and Amelia and I went and practiced a lot with each other. So just getting those bonds created and stronger bonds with all of the girls too just helped us grow together as a team and have so much success this season.
Well, Amelia, how did you hope to be a leader then, knowing that you were also one of those experienced players? And obviously, there's a ton of young, talented players on this team. How do you hope to be a mentor to them? And how have you been throughout the year so far?
I just think encouraging them to play their best and letting them know that even if they're down, you can still get back up. And me and Allie just like boosting each other up in our matches. And I try to encourage the other teammates to do so as well.
Well, and Willa, last year the season ended with a little bit of disappointment against Pella Christian as on the team side of things, and obviously you brought a lot of this year's team back. What are the things that you've been working on yourself or as a unit to try and improve and get further this year?
I think a big thing, like Amelia said, is just keeping everyone kind of pumped up, being able to like cheer others on when we're watching and not playing, and I've definitely seen that trickle down through some of the underclassmen and them keeping that spirit up, and tennis is a big mental game, and so I think that's a big part of what's going on.
Well, and Demery, you've been kind of up and down all over the lineup because you have some players who play some soccer or some who can't make certain meets. How have you tried to keep your competitive edge knowing that you could probably be in any spot in the lineup on any given night?
Yeah, so for me, it's just kind of like being prepared no matter what, just since it is so random sometimes. But definitely just being always in the mindset of, you know, I could be on, I could be off, and just trying to encourage the other girls when it's their turn and take the opportunity when it's mine. So,
well, and Allie, when you think about what you've accomplished this season, how does it compare to your goal so far in terms of what you set out to do in March, I'm sure, when the season started, to here we are in early May? Do you feel like you've reached some of your goals, or are you close, especially with some of these postseason tournaments coming up?
Yeah, I feel like I've reached a lot of my personal goals just because I've won every game I've played so far, singles-wise, and Amelia and I have grown a lot as doubles players. We've learned how to communicate better and how to communicate how to get balls and other sorts of things that have helped us a lot in the postseason as well.
Well, and Amelia, share some of the team goals with us, knowing that we are now in the postseason, and I guess when this airs, it'll be right after conference tomorrow night. You know, what are some of the things that you guys set out to do, and how do you feel like you're ready to accomplish some of those things?
I think our ultimate goal is to hopefully make it to state, but the goals leading up to that would be just shots that we've been working on with placements and other type of shots that hopefully can help us win the meet or game that we're playing.
Well, and Willa, you know, you guys were a part of a team that right after a really good group graduated, there was COVID, and now here you are in your senior season. When you think back on your career, especially with some of the ups and downs, what have you learned from Pella Tennis, and what do you hope to kind of do in these final few weeks to finish out strong?
I've definitely learned that being part of a team really helps and like gets you really good connections with people. You make new friendships, and I hope that like in the next few that we become closer and try not to grow apart even with going off to college and stuff like that. So
very good. The seniors of the Pella girls tennis team joining us here on a chilly day before practice. All the best to you in the postseason, and I do hope you guys are at state as well. Thank you.
Thank you.